When she's not dressed up as Willa Mae, she's known as Patty Beth Anderson from Grove, Oklahoma. And Patty Beth, when she is dressed up as Willa Mae, is charming audiences with some great down-home country talk and common sense along the way. She had the opportunity to represent Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom this last week during a State Department of Education event in downtown Oklahoma City. We caught up with her for a few moments and talked about Willa Mae and her message. We're talking today with Willa Mae.
Yes, right.
And tell me a little bit, first of all, about who you are and a little bit about your background as you come to speak to our Ag in the Classroom teachers today here in Oklahoma City.
Well, I tell you what, I am just tickled. I am one step ahead of a fit to be right here today talking to these teachers. You know, I am a farmer's daughter. I'm a growed up on a farm, and I have a lot of good memories of being on a farm and still being on a farm. Plus, I really appreciate what these teachers are doing. Now, I know a lot of these teachers are big city teachers. You know, they probably don't, you know, have things like we did out there on the farm. They don't understand that stuff. And I think that's why the program of agriculture in the classroom is kind of important. They're wanting to tell them kids and get them teachers to tell them kids about where their food comes from and where that cotton that their shirt's made out of comes from, and when they cracking peanuts up there watching that ball game, you know, where that might have all started, because it didn't just show up down there at the grocery store. That's what we're telling.
Now, you're going to actually have a chance to speak to probably a room full of teachers later on this afternoon. What will that? What's your essential message to them, you think?
Oh, Lord, I tell you what, to have that many teachers gathered up, can you imagine the power that's in that room? I mean, every one of them teachers have the power to tell somebody when and when they can't go to the bathroom. Did you think about that, Ron? Right there. But I tell you what, you know, teachers sometimes can be a hard audience because they don't like to listen as much as they like to talk. But we hope that, you know, bringing Willa Mae to them a little bit, something kind of different, we're going to shake them up a little bit and talk about how many resources we have here through the State Department, through Ag in the Classroom, where they can pick up materials and be able to take some of these things that will be ready to go. I mean, they can hit the ground running when they get back to the classroom this fall.
When we think about the importance of agriculture today, you and I have talked a little bit about this already, but why is it? In other words, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of folks that have no connection now to a farmer or a rancher or even somebody who knows somebody that farms and ranches anymore, it seems like.
You know, that just kind of really brings a tear to my eye. You know, I grew up on a farm, and I know the value of land. And, you know, we see it now where, you know, housing developments are going in, and nothing wrong with houses. We see fellas selling off their topsoil. There's nothing wrong with them making money on it. But you know what? The one thing they ain't making any more of is earth. And we need that earth. We need that earth for the farmers to plant, to have agriculture, to have things so we can survive. You know, I guess really the bottom line for me is, you know, not that we're wanting to get all, you know, warm, misty-eyed over all this, but the idea is we're Americans. We don't want to be dependent on another country. We don't want other countries to feed us. We want to take care of ourselves, or at least I hope we do. That's what I'm after.
When you think about today's farmer, obviously it's a lot more sophisticated. It's a lot more complicated to produce the food that we're eating today compared to, say, 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, because we've got a lot more mouths to feed.
Well, hot spit, yes. You know, really, at the end of the day, Ron, think about it. Everybody used to be a farmer. Everybody used to be a farmer because your first thing you had to do was you had to feed your family. So, you know, you had to know how to grow something. And then farmers got better. They used them things that the teachers taught them. They used math. They used science. They used engineering. They used all them skills. And they got so darn good at it, Ron, that they began to be able to feed others. So now this feller down the road, he don't have to farm. He can go in town and open a bank. And this feller, he don't have to farm, so he can drive a stagecoach. And this gal, she don't have to garden because she can buy, and now she can teach school. Because of the success of the farmer, they have worked themselves almost out of a job in that way. So what we have now is we have a whole you know, towns and cities full of people that don't have to feed themselves. That's the value of the farmer. Do we know that? Do we remember that? What do you think?
What about the values that we hear a lot about the values of a family farmer? In other words, the work ethic, the honesty. A lot of these things are sometimes lacking in our society today.
Well, you know, my granny Dud told me that the world fell apart, that, you know, generations and young people just fell apart with the invention of central heat and air. That's what she said. She said, because as soon as they put in that air conditioner, they shut the front door and closed up the windows so the neighbors can't hear them yelling at their kids anymore. And then when we got rid of the fireplace, we got rid of the woodshed, and there's a lot of kids that need to take more trips out yonder by the woodshed. You bet. Farm ethics, it's about hard work. It's about being successful. It's about faith, the faith of a farmer to put that seed in the ground, to put that animal in the pasture. You know, there's no guaranteed paycheck at the end of the week like it is at 7-Eleven.
I guess I'm sure you got at least a black and white TV or something there at your place. But perhaps you saw the Paul Harvey infomercial back at Super Bowl.
That was the only part of the Super Bowl I watched. And I watched it the next day. I heard so much about it. Wasn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, I teared up. I got so sentimental, I almost got galled watching that. It was lovely. And I said, congratulations. It made me want to go buy a Ram truck. And I think that's what they was advertising. But, and I guess that was the whole idea, wasn't it? But that was a wonderful thing. And I think that's something we just should build on from there. You bet. That was a lot better than a wardrobe malfunction.
Patty Beth Anderson, known as Willa May. In fact, she's got her own website, willamae.com. That's WILLAMAE.com. Go and check it out. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.